listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. It's still neck and neck in the race for Livingston's next mayor, with counting to continue today. Adam Bellow has around a 1% lead over incumbent Andy Ireland, with more than three quarters of votes counted. Kerry Hayes' re-election chances aren't looking good in the Central Highlands, trailing by 17% to Janice Moriarty, with two-thirds of the count complete. While Tony Williams is certain to return to the chair in Rockhampton, alongside the uncontested Matt Burnett in Gladstone. The RBA board is meeting again tomorrow for the second time in 2024. Professor of Economics at Griffith University, Chris Fleming, expects the cash rate target to remain on hold at 4.35%.
Look, I don't think the cash rate will go anywhere. There's certainly no pressure, I don't think, for it to go up.
Two Central Queensland energy projects are now back on track following major fires. Work on the Bouldercombe battery project has now wrapped up after two batteries at the site were damaged in a blaze back in September. GenX says it's been operating at full capacity since mid-December. Meantime, Gemina has confirmed repairs to the gas pipeline, which caught fire west of Banana last month, have also been completed. It's now looking to reintroduce gas into the pipeline at a reduced capacity. And the campaign to encourage visitors to explore Rockhampton with their mates has taken silver at the Australian Tourism Awards. It means the council campaign was the second best in the country last year. In sport, the Capras men have given Brown Park a spectacular swan song in a thriller against the PNG Hunters. Things weren't looking certain at halftime, but a trio of tries in the back end handed CQ a 38-18 victory. While a last-minute try and conversion for the Capras women just wasn't enough, defeated 24-22 by winner Manly Seagulls.